Thunder Bay. The weight of the work ahead for the Council Composition Committee isn't lost on Chair Rebecca Johnson or Member Heather McLeod. The committee will meet Tuesday afternoon on the heels of the three-week public engagement survey period wrapping up. McLeod stated after the January 9 meeting that with the holiday season wrapped up, it's now starting to dawn on her the massive amount of information there will be to evaluate. It is a little bit daunting, but in a good way, right? McLeod said. I certainly will be reading everything I can get my hands on, and I really hope we are going to make enough time to put our heads together and not just have read it and decided, oh, I'll just highlight this, that's what we'll go with. This is a big decision and we should do it right. The committee has 6 members, which includes Chair Johnson, Vice Chair Cody Fraser along with members McLeod, Riley Burton, Wayne Balida and Carlos Santander Maturana. Johnson stressed that she would like to see a unanimous answer among all 6 members before going back to council. We must do our research. It's important we have a really good understanding that whatever the recommendation is, we all agree with it. We can't go and say, well, there's 4 of us that think this is a good idea and 2 of us don't think it's a good idea. Coming to a consensus is crucial because we are going to be recommending how council should be composed, whatever that happens to look like in the future. When the municipality of Thunder Bay was created in 1970, it began with a mayor and 12 councillors elected evenly across 4 wards. That expanded to 7 wards in 1976, before the city, in 1985, adopted its current hybrid system that elects a mayor, 7 ward councillors, and 5 at-large councillors. A final report from the Committee on the Composition of Council is slated for completion in advance of the 2026 municipal election.